It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLpodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live breaking news now on the mobile app for KSL News Radio. Listen at home or anywhere you go. Brought to you by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City, KSL News Radio. This is Utah's news station. The KSL 5 o'clock report begins now.
The sun just set in Salt Lake City. I'm Jeff Kaplan. KSL's top story on the 5 o'clock report. Community cleanup crews with the Salt Lake County Health Department are done picking up after homeless camps near the downtown library. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt is joining us live. Nick, how often do these cleanups happen?
Jeff, these types of cleanups happen basically every week, Monday through Friday, and spokesperson Nicholas Rupp says they happen all over the valley.
We do this in downtown Salt Lake, in the foothills above the city, along the Jordan River. We do it along the river into communities in the southern part of the county, just wherever we see a need for abating some environmental health concerns.
And those health concerns include used needles, human waste, and trash. Rupp says crews give 24 to 72 hours notice to people before the operations begin. The campers, Rupp says, are normally cooperative, and nearby businesses, they sure do appreciate the cleaner area. Reporting live, Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Our team coverage continues. It's been about 20 days since the road home closed and was replaced by the new homeless resource centers. An update now on how it's working out. Here's KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
There are about 700 beds available throughout the different centers, and they operate at or near capacity, but it fluctuates nightly. Jonathan Hardy with the Department of Workforce Services says they do have available beds and an overnight warming center without beds.
So we're working on that connection point between people coming into the warming center and making that connection to the resource center.
Preston Cochran with Shelter the Homeless says the intake is different now.
There is no one size fits all, and we want to make sure that people get directed to the right program, the right service, and the right resource center.
They still need more landlords to offer up vacancies and welcome any donations and volunteers at the different locations. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 502. This is scary. A young mom and inexperienced driver was busted with a lot of drugs. Todd Fuchs is here, so what happened?
Jeff, she was charged today, but Salt Lake police say in September, 21-year-old Nicola Hanna, who only had her learner's permit, swerved around a bus and rear-ended another car that was stopped at a crosswalk. She had her one-year-old in the car with her. Police say she was belligerent, and then they found loads of drugs, ranging from cocaine to heroin, that went way beyond amounts for personal use and about $3,000 in cash. Hanna was initially turned away from jail because she said she had taken 28 Xanax pills, and she passed out as police took her to a hospital. A new poll has some really good news for Joe Biden. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz live at the KSL Elections Desk. What's the news, Lindsay?
Well, Biden is leading the pack of Democrats for president in two national polls, Todd. Both Quinnipiac and Monmouth surveys have him in first. Bernie Sanders is next, while Elizabeth Warren sits in third. Her news not as good. She slipped in the last three Monmouth polls. Michael Bloomberg, who's only been in the race since the end of last month, is ahead of some who've been running all year, though he's still far from the leading three. Live at the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
And Biden, along with six other presidential hopefuls, will debate next Thursday. Democrats Elizabeth Warren, Bernie Sanders, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Tom Steyer, and Andrew Yang have all qualified for the debate. Kamala Harris did qualify, but she dropped out. Cory Booker needs to make polling requirements. For more up-to-the-minute election news, head on over to KSLNewsRadio.com/vote2020. The impeachment charges had both sides talking today. Maria Chaleos, live at the KSL National News Desk. How about the Republican side, Maria?
Todd, House Republicans reacting to today's articles of impeachment outlined by the House Judiciary Committee. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy has repeatedly criticized Democrats.
This is not a day that America will be proud about. It's not a day that history will write that anybody wants to repeat.
The two articles, obstruction of Congress and abuse of power, will now go to the full House for a vote. If approved, they will be sent to the Republican-led Senate for a trial. Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says so far the White House has made a choice to block witnesses and documents in the hearings.
There is a fact-based defense of the president to be made. The American people deserve to hear it.
A full House vote is expected next week. Russia's foreign minister is meeting with the president and the secretary of state in Washington, Sergey Lavrov, saying through a translator that the 2016 U.S. presidential election was tampered with by Ukraine, not Russia.
As for Ukraine, elections in the United States in 2016, it has nothing to do with us.
Secretary of State Pompeo indicating to those gathered that he did not agree with what Lavrov had said. White House officials also saying the president warned Lavrov today against election interference, but when asked by reporters, Lavrov told them that the two didn't discuss election meddling. Calling it a victory for America's workers, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi announces a revised trade deal with Mexico and Canada.
It is infinitely better than what was initially proposed by the administration.
President Trump says the trade deal will be good for the U.S. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time is 5:05.
First look traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's Visa Triple Rewards. Here comes Ricky Meese.
We have a KSL traffic trooper reporting a new crash. I'm trying to bring it up on the cameras. It's northbound I-15 at about 90th South. And so far, it does look to be causing some delay. I think it's actually prior to reaching 90th South. And then for those who are traveling westbound I-80, we do have a little bit of backup as you're passing the 201 junction. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 5:06.